This is a dictation for patient procedure. Dictation, Robert Montgomery, Robert Montgomery. Date of birth 5/12/1906. Date of service is 3/9/2023. Date of accident 8/10/2022. Mr. Robert Montgomery has been complaining of severe pain in the lower back with shooting pain to the both leg in S1 S2 dermatome fashion since the time of accident. That was August 10, 2022. In this accident, he was a restaurant driver and was T-boned on his side, leading to headaches and some symptoms of TBI like dizziness and vertigo, loss of balance, confusion, lack of focus, vomiting, erectile dysfunction, to pain in the neck and the lower back. The pain also occupied his knees as well as both hips, especially at the trunk and trachea level, and numbness and tingling of the right forearm involving the thumb. The pains have continued ever since, and the patient has had some difficulty in walking. He has been undergoing physical therapy and chiropractic treatment and other treatments in Flint and the sports section of the Genesis, I believe, and medications are being provided. The patient does report ...60% improvement. His MRI was positive for a herniated disc at the level of L5 S1 and a facet hypertrophy at L4 L5. And one injection is being provided for lumbar epidural steroid injection today to bring him relief in the pain. He also is getting an injection to the both knees intra-articular as well as a suprapatellar PAT like Tom ELLAR patellar tendon bilaterally as well as infrapatellar tendon bilaterally for both knees. And these procedures are going to be done today with the consent being signed by the patient. He understands all the risk and the reward. The procedure for lumbar epidural steroid injection was done according to the protocol successfully. The injection to bilateral knee intra-articular was done according to the protocol successfully. The injection of the suprapatellar and infrapatellar tendon is done as follows. Bilaterally, both the knees were exposed and marked for suprapatellar tendon and infrapatellar tendon at the most painful and tender point with the help of the patient. It was marked by a marker. Thereafter, the area was cleaned with alcohol and betadine, and the area of suprapatellar tendon on each side and then infrapatellar tendon on each side was injected by a 3cc syringe with a 1.5-inch long 25-gauge needle, 3cc dexamethasone and Marcan 0.5% was injected into each tendon, and the ACE bandage was applied and patient reported significant relief. Thank you.